From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says it is his intention to finish the job in Afghanistan, and he is set to announce a decision on additional troops for Afghanistan soon after the Thanksgiving holiday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama confirmed that he's close to a decision on a way forward in Afghanistan after a final meeting Monday with his national security team. The president's expected to announce his plans next Tuesday. He's not revealed how many additional troops he'll be ordering to the war zone, but says Americans' questions will be answered shortly.
I feel very confident that when the American people hear a clear rationale for what we're doing there and how we intend to achieve our goals, that they will be supportive.
Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with the visiting Prime Minister of India. He said preventing a resurgence of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan is important to India and the rest of the world, as well as the United States. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
House prices rose for a fourth straight month in September, and a sign the worst may be over for housing. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Monthly House Price Index was up 0.3%. The index looks at prices in 20 major U.S. cities. Compared with the previous month, prices in 11 metro areas within the index showed gains. In another sign of renewed stability in the housing market, home building activity also rose 19.5% during the third quarter. Revised figures from the Commerce Department show the economy growing at a slower pace than first thought in the third quarter. NPR Scott Newman has more.
The latest data pegged the gross domestic product at 2.8% for the July to September period. That's down from the more robust 3.5% growth reported a month ago. The less encouraging figure reflects a bigger trade deficit than first thought and a smaller gain in consumer spending, which accounts for more than three-quarters of all economic activity. Tight credit and already high consumer debt, coupled with a more than 10% unemployment rate, continue to weigh down any recovery. Economists forecast that growth for the final quarter, which includes all important holiday sales, will come in between 2.5% and 3%. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Jurors weighing the evidence at the trial of John Jr. Gotti said today they are deadlocked, though the judge presiding in the case called on them to continue their efforts to reach a verdict. The announcement comes in what is Gotti's fourth racketeering trial. Prosecutors have contended the son of the late mob boss John Gotti ordered participated in several brutal attacks, including murders. Attorneys for Gotti say he quit the mob in 1999 and never participated in murders. Three previous trials ended in hung juries. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 17 points to end the session at 10,433. The Nasdaq lost 6 points. The S&P 500 fell a fraction of a point. This is NPR. The U.S. State Department is offering a $5 million reward for a Palestinian bomb maker suspected of targeting commercial airlines and aiding insurgents in Iraq. The reward is for information leading to the arrest of Abu Ibrahim, the man indicted in the 1982 bombing of a Pan Am jet. That bombing killed a 16-year-old boy and wounded more than a dozen others as the plane was headed from Honolulu to Tokyo. Ibrahim, whose real name is Hussein Mohammed al-Umari, is also accused in a rash of other bombings that took place in the 1980s. He's been the object of an FBI manhunt. State police in Kentucky say a part-time census worker found hanged in a national forest committed suicide. More from NPR's Brian Naylor.
51-year-old Bill Sparkman was a substitute teacher and part-time census worker. His body was found in September near a cemetery in the Daniel Boone National Forest in southeastern Kentucky. His ID was taped to his neck, and the word "Fed" was scrawled on Sparkman's chest, fueling speculation he was killed because of his census duties. But police say it appears the letters were written from the bottom up, consistent with someone writing on themselves. Police also say the only DNA found at the site was Sparkman's, and that he had recently taken out two insurance policies which would not pay out for suicide. They say he had had trouble finding a full-time job and was in debt. Police say Sparkman manipulated the scene to conceal the suicide. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
General Motors is going to have to look for another buyer for Saab. The automaker announced that Sweden's Koenigsegg Group, which had been agreed to purchase Saab, now says it's backing out of the deal. Jim had been trying to offload Saab as it restructured under bankruptcy earlier this year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.